Georgia is at the center of several fights over elections and how they're run. On Friday, voting rights advocates lost a challenge in federal court. They had argued the state voting law is unconstitutional. Of course, the next election in Georgia and the country is in 5 weeks. And activists on the right are arguing there's election fraud. We should note very little has been found. They are objecting to tens of thousands of voter registrations. Let's get an update now from Sam Greenglass. He reports on politics at member station WABE. Sam, welcome back.
Hi, Scott.
So groups of right-wing activists, some linked to Michael Flynn and other Trump allies, are challenging the eligibility of tens of thousands of voters on the rolls. What's happening there?
Well, this stems from a law passed by Republicans in the Georgia legislature after the 2020 election. It allowed regular citizens to more easily contest whether registered voters should be eligible to vote. And one group spreading these false claims about widespread election fraud, they've challenged almost 40,000 voter registrations just in Gwinnett County. That's basically the Atlanta suburbs.
Yeah.
And Georgia already has protocols in place to keep its voter rolls up to date, but now they have to go through and they have to verify the registrations of all of those people.
Wow.
And it's straining their staff in this moment ahead of a very high stakes election when there is plenty of other prep that needs to be done in this moment. Stephen Day is a member of the Gwinnett County Board of Elections.
It penalizes the staff, it causes delay, it puts the voter in an awkward position. I call it using a shotgun to kill a flea.
These challenges are not just happening in Gwinnett County. Mm-hmm. They're also being waged by the same activists in multiple counties all around the state of Georgia.
So help us understand what the potential broader strategy is here of throwing sand into the gears of the election machinery.
Well, I think this is all part of a trend that we've seen coming out of the 2020 election of activists broadly trying to cast more doubts about whether the 2020 election was conducted with integrity. We know that it was. We know that there's no evidence of widespread fraud. But this is one more step in trying to perpetuate that narrative that somehow something went awry. Election officials say that they're working through all of these challenges. There's also a national law that prevents mass removals of voters from the rolls 90 days prior to an election. So right now, in this moment, it doesn't seem like this is a case of people are actually going to be thrown off the rolls en masse, but it is causing extra stress on staffers who have a million other things to do right now. And that's kind of been the story of election workers in this moment. While they're trying to prep for the upcoming election, they're still being pulled back into 2020 by these voter challenges, by massive public records requests for records pertaining to the last election, and it's just eating up a lot of their resources.
And has Georgia been able to recruit all the election workers it needs? I was reporting not long ago in Pennsylvania, hearing the same thing. Exhausted officials, some of whom got death threats in 2020, some of whom are just kind of overwhelmed by all of these requests. And they said, you know, many of them have decided it's not worth it.
Yeah, many municipalities in Georgia are still actively trying to recruit poll workers. The other day, I talked to a guy from the local ACLU who's working to recruit high schoolers to help with the polls, since many, especially older people, quit over the last couple of years. And I recently listened to a briefing with Jennifer Morrell. She's with the National Task Force on Election Crises. And she's worried one small mistake could be, you know, an entry point for these election deniers to cast doubts about an election's integrity.
My fear is that an innocent mistake, or even something more normal, like long lines or the delayed opening of a polling location, or a longer than expected time to report initial results on election night, will somehow be used to further undermine the work of these election professionals.
And, you know, on top of that, Scott, there's fewer resources available to many election offices, so they're having to do all of this with less.
And the new state election law that passed last year, are there new restrictions on who can vote or when people can vote?
So it is fair to say that this will be the biggest test yet of how it actually works in practice. There was a whole slew of changes, so we won't get into all of them. But, you know, one of the big ones is that it narrowed the window to request, to receive, and to actually cast your absentee ballot. It also reduced the number of ballot drop boxes in many communities.
And Sam, for all these questions and issues of voting process, what are the voters of Georgia concerned about this election cycle?
At the top of the list, we see a lot about the economy and jobs and inflation. We see a lot about abortion. But something that also pops up on many of these polls is concerns about voting and elections, the stuff that we've just been talking about. But there's really broad disagreement about why they're citing that issue. Like, for some voters, it's about fears about election integrity and these false claims about voting fraud. For others, it's concerns about the sweeping voting laws and worries about people having access to the ballot box.
Sam Greenglass is politics reporter at WABE in Atlanta. Sam, thanks again. Appreciate the time.
Thanks so much, Scott.